Let's go.
Welcome to 2013 with Snitch and Lins.
Yes, it is a brand new year on the Snitch and Lins podcast. I'm excited to be here. Lindsay's excited to be here.
I'm also excited, maybe a little bit less than you because you're very excited over there. You're ecstatic.
Yeah, it could be the three coffees I've already had today.
Yeah.
Could be that. It could just be the passion for the podcast.
Yeah, we're all excited about the podcast. The listeners are excited. We're excited.
We like to speak on behalf of the listeners. And Lindsay, we have a huge year coming up as well.
Do we tell the people?
Let's tell them, Lindsay.
Okay. Let's not beat the mic over the head.
Let's hit the mic a little bit because this is the reason why I'm very excited because we have...
Bloody excited.
We have some changes to the podcast, which basically means we're splitting our podcast into two this year.
Yep.
That's right. We're splitting it down
Snitch
the middle.
Snitch and Lins. We're doing separate podcasts.
We're doing a Snitch podcast and a Lins podcast.
Yeah, we're just that popular. We're just, you know, going to see which one's better.
The love. Yeah, yeah. We just want to be a little more competitive than we already are. No, Lindsay, we're splitting it down the middle because we're going to start doing a brand new type of podcast, okay?
Yep.
It's going to be part of the Snitch and Lins podcast, but it's going to be called Salafap.
Salafap.
Salafap. Now, let's just let that sink in for a bit.
You explain it.
Okay.
Because everyone's thinking what I'm thinking when I first heard it.
That you thought it was salad wrap.
Salad wrap. I thought it was a compound word. We just chop off the ends and salad wrap.
No. Salafap, Lindsay.
Yep.
It is an acronym, okay?
For
Snitch and Lins interview funny as people. That's right, Lindsay.
That's great.
We're going to get a lot of funny people on here and we're just going to interview them.
Now, this isn't going to be as regular as the Snitch and Lins podcast.
That's right. That's why we're splitting it into two.
That's right. So, and it just means we're not shoving, you know, interviews into the Snitch and Lins podcast that people can't relate to, but...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very funny... When we get funny people in and a lot of sparks flying kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what our interviews are. We like interviewing people. Basically, that's the end all of it.
That's basically it.
We want to chat to some funny people, and if you want to listen, so be it.
So be it.
Basically, what's going to happen is it's going to be the Snitch and Lins podcast one fortnight, and the next fortnight is going to be Salafap. Snitch and Lins interview funny as people. Now, I want to bring up how I came up with this little ditty of a title right there.
Do tell.
Well, I was firstly going to call it Snitch and Lins interview funny ass people.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit hip. A little bit straight. But then I realised that people might think that we're actually interviewing people with funny asses. So I thought, maybe we should change that around a little bit.
Yeah, we could ask them about their asses.
Yeah, I mean, hey, maybe that's something we can do on the Salafap.
So how's your ass?
Yeah, how's it? How is it going?
Is it big? Is it curvy? Is it, you know, hanging out the back?
I mean,
has it got a trunk?
You don't really need to answer any of those questions. You could just turn around. And we can check out your trunk, check out your dumpster.
And we'll inform the listeners they have a good trunk.
It is good. As apart from what we're saying right now, we genuinely, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Just trust us on that. We've got a great lineup of comedians.
Yeah, comedians.
We can call them that.
And just funny people
Not
just all comedians, just funny people that we want to have a chat to. So that'll be happening not next podcast, but the podcast after, because the next podcast, Lindsay,
is the American podcast.
Of course, people may know. And if you are part of the Facebook page, you definitely want to know that we went to the US.
Yeah, and we had many adventures, many fun times.
Oh, so many fun times.
And we're going to tell you about them. And we took some recordings over that.
Oh, that's always good.
So, we did some work.
A little bit. Not much, but probably should have done more.
We always say that.
We always do. But it's going to be a lot of fun as well. So stick around next week for the American podcast, then Salafap, and then back into another podcast. It's going to roll on. As the living end said,
did they say
roll
that?
Roll on.
Isn't that Limp Bizkit?
No, it's not.
Let's keep rolling.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
All like Limp Bizkit. Just keep rolling.
Just as good. Same message, just different words.
Similar. Now, Lindsay, we've done enough blabbing on the intro of this, enough announcements for this podcast. Let's get straight back into it.
Yeah.
Shall we?
Let's kick it off. Snitch, I didn't realize this, but there's two different types of charities that exist today.
Oh, okay.
One that kind of. You give them money and they do the deed, like the Wildlife Foundation. You give them money and they protect the wildlife.
Okay, yeah. So they do what they say.
They do what they say.
Yeah.
Or you give it to the blind for the dogs people, the dogs for the blind.
Yes, dogs for the blind.
Dogs for the blind, not blind dogs.
I don't think there's people going in there giving blind people to dogs.
That would be kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it would be very demeaning and very mean to the blind people.
So this really isn't our cause. What are we on again?
I can't really remember.
Blind for the dog. Got the words mixed up. There's charities that do what they're meant to do. There's also charities that don't do anything. They just kind of raise awareness about an issue. Ah. Okay, so...
I see where you're coming from.
So people in Africa who haven't got any money, who are dying of poverty, some charity says, you know what? Let's raise awareness about this issue. Let's just, you know, tell people about it. And when they give donations, those donations pay our wage.
Oh, for you raising awareness.
Obviously, yeah, I'm working to do this, so therefore I need a wage to do this.
But you're just raising it. You're not giving the money to the people.
But I'm broadcasting and telling the people, yes.
Okay.
But I'm not passing on the money. I'm just keeping the money.
So you're saying that you can start a charity.
Yeah.
And keep the money for yourself.
And it could be any cause.
All right. Look, Linsman.
Yeah?
I'm going to put it on the table. Right here, right now. Okay? I've been called some pretty bad things in my life.
Yeah, sometimes by me, yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm above starting a charity.
You shouldn't be.
No. And I'm not, Lindsay. Oh. So why don't you and I, hand in hand...
join forces.
And start our own charity.
Let's start our own charity.
Because monetarily wise, it seems like a pretty good decision.
It does. The podcast really isn't making much money. Let's go into charity.
Done.
Let's do it.
Hi, I'm Snitch.
And I'm Linz.
This guy right here, his name's Barry. G'day, Barry.
Hey, guys.
Barry has sensitive teeth. Isn't that right, Barry?
I do have sensitive teeth.
That's why he talks weird. And the worst thing is, Barry just loves hokey pokey ice cream.
Oh, I love my hokey pokey ice cream.
Yeah, you do, Barry.
I love it too, Barry. But when Barry bites into some ice cream, his teeth are just too sensitive.
It's a cause
worth telling.
Sure. Barry has suffered this for at least 3 years, and he hasn't realised that you can use Sensodyne toothpaste to stop this happening.
Sensodyne? What's that?
Shh. Shut up, Barry. So, we here at Snitch and Linz are raising awareness for Barry's teeth.
It's a daily struggle. Every day, he loves to bite into some ice cream.
He loves a good gay time. He loves a drumstick. He could murder a magnum.
But every time, every bite is met with tears. Not of joy, but of pain from sensitive teeth. Isn't that right, Barry?
Yep.
So, we'd like to ask you, give generously to us so we can raise awareness about Barry's teeth. We'd love just, what, how much? Like,
just
a pineapple. Let's be honest.
A pineapple, yeah. 50.
Just hundo if you're feeling generous, really.
Yeah.
Hundo, like, I mean, you're being a bit stingy if you're not giving us a hundo, right?
Yeah, he needs a lot of awareness.
Yes, and Sensodyne's expensive.
It is.
But we're not going to buy it for him.
We're not going to buy it, but we're just letting you know.
Yeah, it costs a lot for us to make this kind of stuff.
Yeah. So dig deep, give us a lot. Maybe not all your life savings, but most of it.
And help Barry get through a Bubble O bill. God bless, Barry.
God bless you. Michael, when flying on a plane, you get that little television screen. You get to pick a few movies, TV screens.
Oh, hold on a second. Mr. Moneybags.
Hey, hey.
You don't always get a screen.
Did you get sorry,
have you ever flown Tiger before? I don't think so.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, I didn't think. Yeah. In your life.
I thought everyone's brother worked for Qantas and got free flights.
There we go. Yeah, the truth comes out. I like you just come out going, oh, you know when you go for flights and the screen and the free champagne.
And you know
your
free champagne and the massage. Surprised how you're going. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the lay-flat beds. I mean, that's how everyone travels, right?
That's
wrong.
Wrong.
Bloody wrong, Lindsay.
Okay. Didn't realise.
Great being relatable. No, but please tell me about your fantastic flights and all.
Well,
the places
when you fly Qantas, or when you fly internationally, generally you get a television screen.
That is correct.
You've got a television screen on the way to the US.
I did, yeah.
And on the way back, I assume.
Yes.
Yeah, and you watched your entertainment delightfully.
I did.
There we go.
It was great. I enjoyed it.
Turns out there's some movies that you probably shouldn't watch on a plane.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I watched one of these movies.
What was it?
I hadn't seen it before, and I was like, oh, I've got to see this.
Oh, you love it.
Black Swan.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of erotica in that.
Oh, that was
the
close.
Guy next to me, I was getting some looks.
I bet you were.
It's like, there's porn on here? I'm like, oh, no, it's not porn, mate.
No, it's better. It's bloody better.
It's Natalie Portman.
Yes, it was.
Channel 5, tune in.
Yeah, come on, get on there. There's bloody Mila Kunis as well. Are you seeing this?
Great.
Awesome. Excuse me, I've got to go to the bathroom. So in my travels through the internet, I stumble upon many sites.
Yes, you do.
Social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, and also one of my favourites, Reddit.
Oh, Reddit. Great site.
It is, look, it's entertaining. I'll give it that. It is a massive time waster too.
You can lose yourself in that.
You can just go down, like people say going down like a Wikipedia hole.
Yeah.
You can, there is a Wikipedia black hole. You just get sucked in.
And that is Reddit.
And yeah, and then suddenly you end up on R Space Dicks and you don't know where the time's gone. You know how it is.
It happened to me today, actually. I was on there for
You went on Space Dicks.
No, I didn't go on Space Dicks. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole yet.
Okay, so nobody, if you've, just don't go there.
Don't go there.
But I was on Reddit and this was one of the top rated things on Reddit. One of the top things. And it was a photo, right? And basically the comment said, I was at the presidential inauguration today.
Oh, great.
And I was having a little bit of a look around with the old camera. Had a pretty big lens on it, obviously. And he said, I saw these snipers up on the thing, which makes sense.
Oh, cool.
Snipers and stuff around. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And he said, I zoomed in and there was another photo as well. And he said, and I saw one of them, and the photo was of this sniper standing on the roof with a banana in his hand.
Yeah. What, thinking it was a gun?
No.
Like, zap, zap. Take that, Mr. President.
Bloody hell. Every time I turn up to bloody inauguration, I pick up the banana instead of the gun.
It's like,
I should stop leaving them next to each other.
The president got shot. I went to pick up my gun, had the banana.
So, thankfully, the other guy was allergic to potassium, so when I threw it at him, he just locked right up in a anaphylactic shock.
That was...
He was just chomping down on a nana on the roof.
Yeah, wasn't even thinking about the president.
Yeah, this is like at the pinnacle time when you have to be on the ball, You have to be watching everything. How good is this guy's job that when it's at the absolute peak of what he should be doing, he's chomping on a nana?
It's irresponsible, Michael.
Yeah, it's irresponsible.
But it reminds me of another time.
Yes?
When George Bush actually flew to Russia, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. We've spoken about this before, haven't
years
we?
Years and years ago.
This is about, this is going back in the archives. This has been maybe 5 years ago.
Yes, definitely. Oh, when we were on radio, we were popular.
Oh, yeah, back then.
Some sniper, obviously an American sniper or something like that, maybe Russian, was waiting for the president to come to Russia to meet Putin. He said, man, I got to chuck a dump.
Oh! That's right. No, I do remember this.
And did a purr over the side, landed on someone's car. Car alarm went off. So
I think you added that last part.
Well, man,
you added that last part.
Just for effect.
How big was this shit that it hit a car and it set the alarm off? Just going, I should have got PF Chang's that night.
It was frozen when it came out.
Oh, this is Russia, of course.
Okay, yep.
That makes much more sense.
Yeah.
So he popped a squad on the roof. Are there any snipers actually doing their job this day and age?
I don't think they are.
Are they just eating bananas and shitting them out?
Man, I've got to get into the sniping business. Sounds like a sweet gig. Snitchman, the bro is in town. My brother.
Oh, Owen.
My brother, Owen. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Know him well.
There's a lot of brotherly love between us. Not that you'll ever experience that, Michael. You're a lonely child. child.
That was almost a Freudian slip there, wasn't it? You're a lonely child. I mean, only child. I mean, an only child.
Well, you know what you mean. Only child, lonely child. But my brother's in town and he is doing a swimathon, like a big swim race, swim competition down in Sydney Harbour next to the Dawn Fraser Pools.
Now, forgive me for not knowing this, but your brother is known for being quite fit.
Very fit. A god, some people call him.
God.
People confuse him with Thor. He is taller. He's blonde hair, blue eyes.
There you go.
Quite a stature and muscles and guns attached.
So nothing to live up to whatsoever.
No, I am the leftover genes that were left over from mum and dad.
Hey, you got the sense of humour. Right?
No,
right.
Not really.
Not really?
My brother's got magic tricks. I haven't even got that. But my brother, he went for a swim in this swimming competition and I was sitting there just, you know, observing everything, being there supportive and just kind of taking in the sights. There must have been 200 to 300 people at this competition, ready to go. What people did to warm up for the competition, for the swim, was they swam in the actual Dawn Fraser pool. Okay? Now, this has no lanes, no nothing, just a massive, just big pool that everyone can just swim in.
No lanes?
No lanes.
What kind of anarchy is this?
I don't know, just a anarchy pool.
It's just a cheap pool.
It's what Dawn Fraser
couldn't
wanted,
afford
man.
Them.
Dawn Fraser was like, I'm sick of lanes. Get rid of them.
I'm done with this, all right? I spent 50 years of my life swimming in lanes, and I don't want to see them anymore.
So there was about 50 people just sitting in there, just warming up, getting ready for the big swim. However, I spotted this one guy, this one lonely soul that wasn't part of the competition, who was there to just go for their Sunday morning swim. Some guy's just getting up and just going, let's go. Let's get into the swim. Let's get into the pool. He had no cap. He had boardies on.
Oh,
wow. So he wasn't the professional like the other people who had like seal suits. Just doing his regular thing. Problem is, everyone's kicking in front of him, overtaking him, bumping into him.
This is great. So he's in there in his Zogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably got some flippers on, maybe.
Yeah. No, I mean that. He's got the little kickboard.
Oh, he's
That's pretty much it.
So he's every stereotype of beginner swimmer there is.
Yeah.
And he's in amongst the elite.
You would not believe some of these people, what they looked like, Michael.
He's in the pool with Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's in the pool with gods.
He's in the pool with gods. The gods of swimming. The Olympians are there.
And poor old little miniature Hercules.
Wouldn't even call him that.
No, Hercules when he was fat, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that Hercules.
Hercules, off the rails Hercules.
I feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
Because he's probably come down to the pool. He probably hasn't even noticed that there's any kind of swimming competition at all.
He's like, oh.
Might be a little bit simple, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
It's busy today.
Yeah. I don't know if I can get in the pool today. But I'll jump in and do what? Why is everybody so fast?
What is going on? How come everyone is overtaking me?
You know what it is? You know what it is? Mm. Everybody's hearing about Lance Armstrong. They're all taking drugs. That's what they're doing. They're all on a little bit of performance-enhancing stuff.
Michael, to tell you the truth, wouldn't be surprised.
What do you know about your brother?
Another.
Lens, it is that time of the week, that time of the year, the very first of the year for meditation.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, we have
thank
had.
Thank goodness.
I mean, it's been a while since we've had a podcast, so the people must just be tied up inside.
People are really, their muscles just aching. They just need to listen to the Stitch and Lens meditation segment.
They're just coiled up like a spring, ready to go. You need to uncoil yourself. Uncoil yourself. That's what you got to do.
You need to relax those tongue muscles, Michael.
Let's go.
Let's jump into some meditation.
Helen's man.
Yep.
Have you tried a Pepsi Next?
No.
I was really disappointed.
Yeah?
I thought it was like the new Crystal Pepsi. You know, like from The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah, Crystal Pepsi.
It's not.
It's not?
No, it's like the Pepsi version of Coke Zero.
Isn't that Pepsi Max? Zero sugar, ultimate taste?
Holy shit. What was I drinking?
I have no idea. Michael?
Yes, sir?
You know, I owe you about $110, $113 or something like that.
I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah, so
really,
do I.
Really glad to keep bringing it up.
Here's a 20.
Just give me it all in one big go.
No, with exchange rates and all that kind of stuff, it's pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here.
It's worth a try.
Hey, Lensman.
Yeah?
You know when, like, old video games, like Nintendo 64 games?
Yeah.
Used to have, like, big head mode?
Yeah. DK mode, yeah.
What the hell was the point of that?
I've no idea. It was really weird.
Someone just go, let's just make their heads bigger.
With big arms. I think DK mode meant Donkey Kong, so like a gorilla-looking thing.
No, I'm talking just big head mode.
Don't know. Bit of a joke amongst the developers.
Not a very funny one. Just like this meditation piece.
What if the world, what if man evolved?
Yeah.
Or God made man, whatever you want to believe. And he made him like a Lego man size. What would the world be like?
Like pretty f***ed up world, let's see.
Like we're fighting lizards every day and, you know.
Yeah, that would suck.
It would suck?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically the whole premise of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, isn't it?
I guess it is. Life sucks when you're small.
If you want answers to your questions, I suggest you go to your local Blockbuster. Lens?
Yeah?
What if Lance Armstrong went on Koshy's show instead of Oprah?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man, Koshy. I cannot fathom that. I cannot fathom it.
I mean, you didn't have much respect, but I tell you what, if you want to lose some more, Koshy's your man.
Koshy's lined up. Koshy's free. don't think I could ever be a parent.
Why not?
I just saw a guy walking past. He's a dad, obviously. Yeah. He's got bags hanging off him of diapers and those medical supplies.
Nappy bags.
Just, I don't think I could hack it.
You can't make a nappy bag look masculine, can you?
No, you can't.
You can put as many bloody Mad Max stuff on there as you want.
When you're carrying
spikes and stuff.
People know you've got kids and they shit everywhere and you need to clean it up.
Yeah, they're shit bags that you've got in there. That's shit bag.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is. And I really don't think I could hack it. Really? I don't think I could hack clean. I can't even clean up after myself.
Yeah, so you're not going to be able to clean up after another human being.
I was hospitalized the other day. You had to take me to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
I was so sick.
This is more of a story for the American podcast, but that happened.
Yeah.
At one point, I don't like to bring it up on the outro of this podcast.
That's okay.
Lindsay leant on my shoulder and dead set nearly cried and said,
I whimpered.
Make it stop. Yeah, it was pretty full on stuff. Hey, if you want to hear the rest of that story, tune into the next podcast. It's going to be a doozy.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, but this is it for this podcast.
It's been fun.
It has been. It's been a bit of a short one, but it's been a good one.
It's been a good one.
It's been an absolute good one, and we hope that you're going to stick around for the rest of 2013, because we enjoy doing this as much as we hope you enjoy listening to it.
Yep, so stay tuned to the Snitchy Lins Facebook and Snitchy Lins Twitter account.
And like we like to say every week,
spread the love.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
For more pictures, images, check out the Snitchy Lins Facebook.
Yeah, sorry, we've got a recorded version of that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I thought I'd try that anyway.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Because we have some massive things coming up this year.
We have some changes.
Oh, we do. Do we not? Do you want to start this again?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You're going to stick around for the rest of 2013? Because we enjoy this. Because we enjoy doing this as hopefully as much as you
do listening to it.
One more try.